Tuesday, February 21st, 54321. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. A high of 75 degrees last Friday blew away the old record of 68 degrees in Des Moines. Snow is melting. It feels like spring. Winter is most certain to return for a while, but it should not stay long next time. The ice fishing industry appears at risk to global warming. February heating bills are not going to be much as usage shrinks and the natural gas market swoons. NOAA says that natural gas demand is 20% below average. That should give nitrogen fertilizer plants some cheap feedstock. Ethanol stocks have been climbing because consumers have slowed gasoline consumption to near a 15-year low, so there's less gas being sold to blend ethanol into. Winter fuel mileage is off 12 to 22%, so consumers are not driving far despite better-than-average weather. Gasoline stocks hit a 27-year high, and refineries are slowing utilization. The Dakota Access Pipeline should be transporting crude from the Bakken in North Dakota to refiners and other pipelines in Illinois sometime next month. The protesters can go home. The courts are not going to help them. The pipeline should take the pressure off railroads shipping crude oil. President Trump asked the Canadian Keystone XL pipeline to resubmit a request to build it. There are caveats to the Keystone. The price of crude oil is too low to develop the tar sands deposits, so customer demand for the pipeline has declined. Exxon may have to write off 3.6 billion barrels of oil that it had planned to produce in Canada because it is too expensive. Another caveat is that the Keystone XL pipeline has not been approved by the state of Nebraska yet. A third caveat is that the president said the pipeline must be made entirely of U.S. steel to gain his approval. He said that it would be cheaper that way. That was another one of his exaggerations. TransCanada was going to use a portion of U.S. pipe in the original plan, but if it were the cheapest way to go to use all U.S.-made pipe, they would have done so in the original plan. Total use of U.S. pipe will increase the cost, and TransCanada has to do a new feasibility study. Canada made other plans, taking more oil west to the Pacific coast, so the Keystone XL has hurdles to get over. OPEC may have reduced production. There's some question about the Saudis reducing consumption enough so that their exports have not declined. China, India, and the United States are slowing purchases because crude inventories are high. Despite those negative fundamentals, crude oil was trading above $54 a barrel again, like it has a number of times before, marking a trading range before running out of buyers. We will see if this time is different so that bulls gain a technical edge in the crude oil market. Funds have built long positions in crude oil, too. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson asked China to use all available tools to try to get North Korean's nutcase, Kim Jong-un's, attention to stop his nuclear provocations. China gets it. They don't want another war on the Korean Peninsula, and they will trade influence on North Korea, expecting a trade concession from the United States in return for it. Beijing stopped all coal imports from North Korea Sunday. This coal was real money to North Korea's regime, $1.2 billion annually, and that will hurt. I don't think that you will hear much from Trump about labeling China a currency manipulator as long as they are playing ball with the administration on North Korea. I think that Donald will be extremely less likely to engage U.S. ground forces in foreign wars in a manner such as the Iraq wars. He may be more apt to go nuclear with a threat, sending a different message to the world. One could view this cooperation between the United States and China with guarded temporary optimism. On another note on China, few analysts put full stock in Chinese government-produced financial data. I bet the count on cog numbers in China is far off. Reuters compared GDP data from local sources in provinces, comparing it to Beijing's GDP estimate for the country, and they were $400 billion off from one another last year. China's recent repeated 6.7% GDP reports are the product of bureaucratic result-driven conclusions. USDA holds their annual outlook forum this week and will update their balance sheets. They appear to be operating well enough for the time being without a secretary. Sonny Perdue should not encounter much confirmation resistance. Most ag groups have lined up behind him. The trade is looking particularly for any adjustments in acreage on the updated balance sheets. Cotton and soybean acreage are expected to be up, with corn and wheat down. Private estimates for soybean acreage range from 86 to 90 million acres, so there's potentially a 200 million bushel difference in production, depending on acreage. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa, online at comstock.com, or call 712-933-9400.